Hello, and welcome to episode 16 of Shut Up and Listen. I am Jeff.
I'm Brandon. Episode 16, just the way you like them.
Yep.
What up, dog?
Oh, you know, same shit, just a different day.
I was talking to Maverick, that's why I said dog.
Oh.
Duh.
I thought you were getting all,
Gangsta? Well, I mean, I pronounced it D-O-G and not D-A-W-G. I didn't know if you could tell.
No, I couldn't. What are you drinking on tonight?
My drink of the night? This is a St. Pauli Girl Lager. I chose it because it has a illustrated attractive woman on it.
Is that a Swedish chick?
I think she might be German, because it is a German beer.
Okay.
I don't care what she is. She's blonde. She got blue eyes and
nice, nice rack.
And yeah, nice jugs. Jugs of beer, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Oh, those are mugs. Sorry.
Same thing.
I think so. Yes, sir.
All right. Let's see here.
Oh, it tastes pretty good, by the way.
Oh, that's good. The agenda tonight, I've got Grind My Gears, Dr. Jeff.
Whoa.
Either...
Should we do a listener bet to see if you printed out the questions?
All the
listeners write in after you listen to the episode and say whether or not you think Jeff printed out the questions or not.
Yeah, we'll do it.
You'll get a prize, whoever wins.
And then I've got three open letter options.
Awesome.
The people who bring too many items to an express checkout.
Ooh.
Kevin Hart or Taylor Swift.
Ooh. Definitely the express checkout one, because that one's close to my heart.
Yeah. And then I could tell a story that happened to me at work the other day that I freaking flipped out on a customer.
Oh, man.
But I might wait. It just depends on how we're doing in time.
Yeah, that's fine. I don't have much. I just have some stories from recent events and some lubes, of course.
All right.
Yeah. Well, first I'll just go ahead and say that the reason why this episode has been postponed was because for about 5 days I had zero voice. Correction. For about 3 days I had zero voice, and for another 2.5 days I had the voice of a 13-year-old pubescent boy. My voice cracking and wailing, I guess. So that wasn't fun.
It's not fun, but it kind of would have been entertaining to hear you go through puberty on air.
It might have been, except for the random boners and possible wet dream.
That would have been okay.
My diet for 4 days was just cough drops. Probably not good. Probably gonna get diabetes.
Yeah, like that one guy.
Yeah, the mustache, whatever his name is.
Oh, what the fuck is his name?
That's your homework, listener homework.
Yeah, I can't remember, but
I don't know how we would ever find out either.
We had a manager that used to look like him, and I used to know the name.
Yeah, put him down as a reference, by the way. Not a reference, but as my former supervisor. So it's like, they're never going to find that guy.
No, I don't know. I think he might be back in Texas. I don't know.
Here we go. Good times. So yeah, sorry, everyone.
You can tell one of your stories now.
Oh, we had a little surprise birthday party for a cousin of mine on Friday, and my uncle, he's pretty funny. He's pretty random, and he's not like the stereotypical weird uncle. He's just unpredictable. So he shows up to the party with boxer shorts on over his pants.
All right.
Just to be goofy. And I'm pretty sure a couple of the children were traumatized.
I could imagine that.
But I mean, how do you think of something like that?
You know, I could say a lot of things, but you know me, I'm pretty random myself.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm going to have to steal that trick and just show up someplace like that.
Yeah.
I mean, it was pretty funny. I was caught off guard. I have a picture of it somewhere. I think I might have left it at Mom's. Our party favors were little Polaroid cameras, and I almost brought it in here. I thought maybe I'd snap some photos. They're like Fujifilm. They're modern. They're not old. And the pictures are only about 3 inches by 2 inches or whatever. But it was kind of cool because they're everyone just snapped pictures and printed them out, but I'm pretty sure I left the picture at Mom's house.
Oh, that's funny, man.
But yeah, just wow. How do you think of that?
I don't know, man.
I know, I might do the next episode that way. You never know.
I'm waiting for Cornell to show up. I really was going to take off my pants. Yeah,
whenever Cordell shows up to record, I might just sit around in my thong and bathrobe.
Yeah.
Maybe just the bathrobe.
And maybe leave it open a little bit.
I might.
Little Frankenbeans hanging out.
Hey, yeah, no big deal.
No.
We're all boys here.
Yeah, we're all mature adults.
Was that Family Guy? Hey, we should show them our penises. That would make them gay.
Yeah, I'm in.
Oh, well, Family Guy, I love it. As if no one knew that.
You want me to do Grind My Gears or one of my open letters?
Oh, do one of the open letters.
Which one do you want out of Taylor Swift and Kevin Hart?
Do Taylor Swift. Either one of those is about equal to me, so.
I probably hate Kevin Hart more.
Yeah.
But this is actually a request on our page that I do one about Taylor Swift.
So you're not going to the Kevin Hart, what do you call those, concerts? Not really a concert.
His show?
Show, I guess, yeah. When
no.
he comes into town? Oh, he'll be disappointed.
Yeah, I'm sure he will be. All right. This is an open letter about Taylor Swift via request.
All right. We do. We sometimes honor your requests. Sometimes we don't.
It's true. Taylor Swift, you look like an alien. All the dudes you dated probably dumped you after you anal probed them. I take that back. That's probably why they dated you in the first place. You look like Skeletor and Kate Moss fucked and you were what came out. You got mad when Amy Poehler and Tina Fey made fun of you because they said, you know, there's a special place in hell for people like her. Mm-hmm. You said that there was a special place in hell for women that degrade other women. Let me tell you something. There's also a place in hell for horrible musicians. Don't worry, the bands Nickelback, Kiss, and Three Doors Down will save you a place. Your teenage girl problems are annoying. You wrote a song about being mean, entitled an album Red. How can anyone listen to that shit and not want to hit you in your stupid face with your own microphone? This is Jeff, signing off with a go anal probe yourself, you Area 51 looking whore. Write a song about that, bitch.
Oh, that's pretty good. She is weird.
She's so awkward, man.
It is.
And I am going to have to edit the fuck out of that because I was stumbling and shit.
That's all right.
The magic of editing.
Hey, yeah, you have to edit that part too.
I might just leave it in.
Where you tell people that you're going to edit. And then you're going to have to edit this part where I'm telling about the part that you're going to edit out too.
Yeah, that's too much editing. That's not going to happen. It already takes me long enough to do that.
Well, I mean, you got time, right?
Yeah, that's all I have.
You can do it in between number 9 sessions.
Ooh, that's priority though.
I know. I mean, in the recovery time, you know.
What's that?
That's, maybe I'm just off the ball. Good times. Yes, Taylor Swift. We should get her on the show.
I'd like to. I'd like to make her cry on air.
Yeah, we might have to clear off some of the desk, if you know what I'm saying.
I know what you're saying.
I pantomimed something.
It was a thumbs up.
Yeah, it was. It was definitely a thumbs up. Dot, dot, dot. Good times, good times. What is going on? You got all your Christmas shopping done?
Yeah, I was done Thursday.
Whoa. That was my earphones because I'm using a very short set of earbuds instead of the normal. Yeah, mine isn't done. Yeah, and I've actually had to accelerate it a bit because my brother and sister-in-law are coming into town tonight. So we're doing Christmas with them Wednesday and Thursday. And
it's really?
Crap. And now I have a day and a half or 2 days, whichever. I don't know which day is which. One is extended family, one is immediate family. So it's like, good, pressure's on.
You know, that reminds me, the only reason I'm saying this on air is because I'll forget, but I got you and Cornell something.
Oh, no.
But it's getting mailed. And for Cornell's, it said it'd be here before Christmas. For yours, it said it could be like January 16th.
Holy crap.
I don't know. I guess Russian hookers take a while to get over here.
Well, you know, they must be coming by boat.
Yeah.
Instead of airplane.
Why can't they just email them?
Or, that'd be way quicker. Yeah, no, seriously. Mail order, email order. But they might be coming by rigid airship.
Yeah.
Possibly. They got to catch the jet stream.
Yeah.
Catch the draft.
But I don't know, man. I know you'll like it, and I know Cornell will like it. You know what? Fuck it. I just hope I got the right size.
Oh, I'm sure. Sure. It's super extra large for me.
Yeah.
I'm just getting you and Cornell a picture of me wearing nothing but a red bow right here and a Santa hat. So
I can't wait. I'm going to put that up on the fridge.
Heck yeah. It's going to say I'm on the naughty list.
Which that picture you sent of that guy was awesome.
Oh, yeah.
I thought Cornell thought I really blew out my knee.
That was pretty good. I can't believe he didn't notice.
The fucking huge elephant dick. That shit was hanging down to his knees.
Seriously. Oh, that's funny. He must have been a healthy guy. Yeah. Except for the knee, obviously.
Yeah, had a little trouble with the old knee there.
Yeah, well,
he probably blew it out walking with that enormous penis.
Probably tripping over it. That's probably what it was. Tripped over and blew out his knee.
All right. You got another story? You want to grind some gears?
Let's grind some gears. I did not make a list of grinding my gears. I just have one.
Okay, well, you start it off while I'm searching for mine.
And it actually kind of leads to a short story, but it'll be okay. Pats. You know what I mean by Pats? Mm-hmm. When you can't tell. You remember Saturday Night Live?
Oh, yeah, yeah, Pat. You can't tell if it's male or Pat. Female.
Yeah, I can tell. And I don't remember what made me think of this. I think maybe I saw someone and was like, oh, wow, you know, that's a bat. And even when they spoke, I couldn't tell. And I don't know how old I was. Probably, who knows, we'll just say 6 or 7.
Yeah.
And I was coming out of the bathroom in a public place. So there's men's and women's bathroom. Coming out of a men's bathroom and seeing this person go in the women's bathroom. And I say, sir, you're going in the wrong one. And this woman turns around and is like, excuse me.
You're like, no, really? You're in the wrong.
And I just remember looking and being like, really? And then just walking off.
That's awesome.
One of my finer moments in, you know, even back then as a child, I liked to make things awkward. So
yeah.
Never really outgrew that.
That reminds me of this is a really short story, but when I used to, how do I put this? Engage in the hippie lettuce.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
One time I was so out of it, I walked into the women's bathroom in Walmart.
Mm,
and
nice.
Like walked in and there were women in there.
Nice.
I'm like, whoops, wrong place, sorry.
Clever. So yes, Pats. You know, hey, if any of you are out there listening, give us a clue, please. Don't keep us guessing.
Put a name badge that says I'm a chick.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, goodness.
All right, you ready to grind?
Go for it.
All right. Pinched nerves?
Mm-hmm.
When you have to pinch one off when you're peeing for whatever reason?
Oh, yeah.
Helpful people that aren't helpful?
Mm-hmm.
Doctors, bitches,
yeah.
Florida State, Ohio State, Alabama, pecan pie, when people talk about you and you're right there, but they act like you aren't.
Yeah, seriously.
The texture of cottage cheese.
Ugh.
Dentist, non-interesting people, seagulls, getting older, dry eyes, dumb questions, know-it-alls, phone shopping.
Phone shopping? Oh, shopping for a phone, yeah.
No,
shopping on the phone?
When people call you, if you're at work, and they ask you 10 bajillion questions and have you running around everywhere.
I gotcha, yeah.
Chicken cordon bleu, soggy bacon, zebras, hiccups, charging bulls, Pillsbury Doughboy, metal hangers, Canadian bacon, gillyweed.
Yeah.
People that drive slow to look at Christmas lights, low-fat food, cutting your fingernails too short.
Ugh.
When you take a pill and it gets caught in your throat and you have that nasty taste in your mouth.
Yes.
And when you see tits in a video game and get an erection.
Yeah. Especially when you're sitting there playing with your, you know, 8-year-old nephew or something.
Yeah, well, you know, GTA 5, that totally didn't happen to me.
That totally didn't happen. I totally didn't get 500 lap dances. Yeah, it was for an accomplishment thing. What do they call them?
Achievement.
Achievement, yeah. So, there you go. I had to do it.
All right, well, let's... I'm sure you have some lubes.
That wasn't... Yeah, speaking of erections.
Yeah. Boobies, let's go ahead.
Oh, yeah. I don't even write that down anymore. It's in the wrong... this one needs some clarification, but Boston, the band. Yeah. Been listening to them a lot. Then, except for their last two albums have just been horrible. So
really?
those grind my gear. But the first three are really good. Boston, Don't Look Back, and Third Stage. Strawberry Ice Cream.
Okay.
It's just strawberries. I like strawberries. Strawberry anything, just about. Family Guy.
Yep.
Newest season came on Netflix, and I've watched it probably 3 times.
Is it okay?
Oh, yeah. There's some funny, like that one that was on when you came in.
Yeah.
It was hilarious. And the episode before it, they do like a Peter and Quagmire team up, like a Simon and Garfunkel type duo, and it's just fantastic. Oh, it's so good. Ice skating. I don't know, not like watching it, but actually doing it.
Okay.
Even though I'm horrible, it's actually kind of fun. Bowling, same thing. I suck at it, but I always have fun. I don't know why.
We should go bowling.
I know. We should do it. I'll use bumpers. I don't care. I'm not scared.
I might need bumpers.
I'll use a pink 6-pound ball, whatever helps me out. Girls on the naughty list.
Yeah.
I should have wore that shirt tonight. Dad jokes.
Yeah.
Don't know why. They're just funny. Sleeping in.
Oh, yeah.
Fires.
Yeah.
Like campfires and...
Bonfires.
Bonfires. Not arson fires.
Well, it depends on who it is.
That's true, man. Nachos.
Okay.
Curly fries.
Are you thinking Arby's?
Oh, yeah. My mom gave me a little book of coupons from Arby's, so it's like, curly fries. That sounds really good.
Mm.
Normal french fries.
Oh, yeah.
And that's it.
All right.
That's all for now. And the chick on the St. Pauli girl.
Yeah. Totally going to have sex with your bottle when it's done.
Well, it's about the right size. It's I don't know. The more I drink it, it's kind of like mediocre. Get more enjoyment looking at the bottle than
drinking it.
Yeah.
All right. Let's do some Dr. Jeff.
Dr. Jeff. He's not really a doctor.
Neither is Dr. Phil.
Hey, could you help me out with my voice a little? It's still a little not quite 100%. But...
Okay. And these are actually all sent in.
Ooh. Nice. So, listener contributed.
Yeah. So we need to encourage people to do that more because it makes it a little better.
Yeah. It's encouraging to us. And I'm sure it's encouraging to you knowing that you're helping these people.
Right. That's what I was put on this earth to do, to make people feel good about themselves and to help them with their problems.
Just, you're making a difference in lives.
Yes. All right, here we go. Dr. Jeff, I have a fear of clowns. Do you know why? Signed, Bozo. Yes, especially if you're an underage boy or girl, because they will molest you and stab you to death. If you're an adult, it's because you know they are pedophiles and they will stab you to death.
Yep, there you go. Should we point them to the clown dating sign?
Yeah.
I sent you the other day?
Yeah. Dr. Jeff, what grinds your gears the most? Signed, Curious. Curious. Stupid people grind my gears the most. It includes almost everybody. Hardcore feminists, guys that dress like douchebags, celebrities that think their opinion matters, etc. Thanks for the dumbass question. Dr. Jeff, would you ever consider going to a Nickelback concert? I think they are amazing. Signed, Maple Syrup. Maple Syrup. First off, yes, I would totally go to a Nickelback concert to get laid by a hot chick, where the stage catches on fire and they burn to death, or hell froze over. Go suck on a puck, you fucking Canadian, instead of riding to the show. Dr. Jeff, who the fuck is Cornell and why do you guys always bring him up? Cornell is our mutual friend. Brandon refers to him as Cordell. He's our gay friend. Anyway, we've been friends you've been friends with him for a lot longer. But
long time, yeah.
I've been friends with him since I first moved here.
Yeah.
And he's going to be on the show one day. He says we used to do a podcast that he was a part of, but then his vagina got a pearl in it.
Yeah.
Or, I'm sorry, a piece of sand and it turned into a pearl.
Yeah.
And he quit doing them.
Yeah. Don't know what the deal is, but we're hoping to get him on the show.
He'll talk a lot.
He will talk a lot and probably get offended a lot.
Yep. Here is the final one. And this is actually directed towards you. I've got the answer.
Okay. All right. Yeah. My answers. So.
This is actually from a girl I went to school with.
5 inches, but it's really thick.
Dear Dr. Jeff. Does Brandon have an inappropriate relationship with his dog? Thanks, Disturbed. Dear Disturbed, yes, who doesn't? He's kind of a male whore. Only smooth peanut butter, though, no crunchy, because that's just gross.
Exactly. I think I listed that on my Grandma Gears last time, actually. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. No crunchy peanut butter.
Yeah, it's just gross.
Absolutely.
All right.
There you go. I feel honored. That's two questions about me. So
hell yeah, man. You're
obviously I'm celebrity status because they're all about my issues.
Yeah.
So that works.
Oh shit. Man. That scared the hell out of me. I wasn't prepared for that.
Yeah, I didn't really notice.
Well, you know, and the hell will never really be out of me.
Yeah, you know.
All right. All I've got left is the open letter about the people in line.
I'm really excited about that. That is eternally on my ground, my gears.
I can't stand it. What makes it worse is when they write a fucking check, too. I'm like, really?
Oh, that reminds me. I went to Walgreens the other day just to get a gallon of milk. Just one thing. And I am probably fifth or sixth in line.
Mm-hmm.
The lady at the counter is making the cashier do every single item as a different transaction. I don't know why. I have no clue.
Was she buying it for like 15 different people?
I don't know. But it's like, and I'm a patient person. And finally, some dude works there. I think maybe he even ran the photo session or section or department, whatever they call it. He went and opened the register over there and started calling us over there.
Yeah.
And three of us checked out before that lady was done.
Oh, man, fuck that bitch, yeah, man.
So, good times.
All right, you ready for this?
I'm extremely ready.
Dear dickheads, can you read? Do you think you are special? What in the fuck is wrong with you? Did you take a marijuana? When you bring more than the posted number of items through an express line, it makes everyone want to kick your stupid face. Counting to 10 or 20 is not difficult. It slows everything down. The people in that line are obviously in somewhat of a hurry, or they would be in the regular checkout line. It takes everything in me not to stab you in the eye. Nobody likes people like you. You're the type of person that gets in the right lane, waits until the light turns green, then turns right.
Yep.
You are also the type of person that walks slow with people behind you, oblivious to the fact that others walk faster than a crippled turtle. You have the IQ of a drunk Lindsay Lohan making decisions. I hope you get run over in the parking lot on your way out or get tasered by a overzealous security guard.
Yeah.
This is Jeff signing off with the Go Fuck Yourself with the 15 items you brought through the 10 or less express lane.
Absolutely. Thank you. That needed to be said. I can't stand it.
I told you about that time I kicked that card at the lady.
Nuh-uh.
I was in the express line. Of course she brought more things than, you know, were allowed or whatever. And she's taking her time and she writes a check, which also pisses me off.
No joke, yeah.
And then they ask for ID so they can, you know, you've got to type that shit in.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, I've been here 30 times and no one's asked me for my ID before.
Oh my goodness. Can't stand it.
I have a package of buns. That's it.
Exactly.
Some hamburger buns. So finally she gets done and she just leaves her cart like right there in front of me.
Uh-huh.
And so I kick it as hard as I can. I was trying to hit her with it. And the cashier actually like reached out and stopped it. And he was like, you almost hit her. I go, I know.
Exactly.
Why'd you stop it?
Exactly.
And that lady like looked back at me and then she just kept going.
Can't stand it. Yeah. That's why I think it bothers me like places when they have 20 items or less. Because 10 items, you can look and see that guy's got more than 10 items. It's easy to you know, do that.
Yeah.
But 20, you know, I've got to sit there and count every one of them.
Yeah.
So.
Just annoying.
It is. And I noticed that Target over there, Tulsa Hills, doesn't have an express lane, which is kind of annoying. Because usually I'm just in there to get two things or something.
Right.
So, but at least the clientele is a lot better to look at than like Walmart.
Walmart's got all the inbreeded retards going
there. Great. Yeah. It's just people, I'm going to give, this is my another nugget of advice I'm going to give people. If you have to write a check at a place, fill it out before you get out of your car and go in.
Yeah.
So that all you have to do is write in the amount, and that's it.
Yeah. There's only one exception, and I was actually running a register today, and the lady was born in 1934, and she was the nicest old lady. That's okay with me. Mm-hmm. I'm okay with that.
No. Yeah. Yep.
Other than that, fuck you.
Yeah. That's it. My grandma writes checks for everything, and it's just like, we need to stop that.
But at least she's old enough to where it's not like, okay. But when you have like a 30-year-old writing a check, yeah, and you're like, get in the age of fucking debit cards or a credit card or cash.
Yeah, imagine that. Yeah. No thanks. Especially if it's like at $5 or something like that.
Yeah. Hey, I'm buying a Sprite and a candy bar. Can I write a check?
Oh, goodness.
I'm so close when people do that to be like, no, we don't take checks, sorry. Or that other line takes checks, I don't.
Yeah, and my check reading machine is broke down.
That actually happened to my register, I think on Black Friday, and I was loving it.
Mm.
I was like, nope, another register.
Put a big sign right there in front.
But I waited in line. I don't care.
Yeah, swipe it or get out of here.
I mean, what part of me looks like I give a flying fuck right
exactly,
now?
Exactly, yeah.
All right, you ready to wrap it up?
I'm ready to wrap it up. I'm going to sit down and I've only drank half of this beer, not even that. Might switch it out for some tea or something.
Not doing it for you?
Yeah, it's just not, it's okay, but it's just like, not the best. I've had better.
Just look at the picture and drink tea.
That's right. That sounds good. After you're done with it, though.
Yeah.
Or do you want to go ahead and wait until I'm done with it?
I'll wait till you're done with
it. Okay, all right, just checking.
All right, people, remember... Wait, I've got to fucking look this up again.
Remember
what I was going to say.
Hopefully they're remembering right now.
Well, if I'm not, you know, where are you? Whoops, that's not it. And there we go. Remember, take care of the human population. Yep, that's it. Have your child spayed or neutered. That's all I got.
And remember, the 90% of the hands you shake are used for masturbation.
It's true. I always think of the Cajun guy Adam Sandler used to do on SNL.
Oh, yeah. Good old days.
All right, people. We'll catch you next time.
See ya.
Later.